Reciprocity in Nigerian politics is the conversation for this hour. Now, a member of the Security and Intelligence Committee of Tinubu Shettima Presidential Campaign Council, Ambassador Abayomi Mumuni, has urged our president, President Muhammadu Buhari, to reciprocate what the presidential candidate of the All Progressives Congress, APC, Asiwaju Bola Ahmed Tinubu, did for him during the 2015 poll. He said Tinubu needs more support from Buhari than what he is getting from the president. Yes, he needs more support. Now, a statement by Mumuni's media aide Rashid Abubakar maintained that Tinubu, his followers, and APC need more support from Buhari than what they are getting from him. The person talking was actually the 2011 gubernatorial candidate of the defunct Congress for Progressives Change, CPC, in Lagos State. And he insisted that Tinubu carried Buhari, backed him like a baby, learning how to crawl to win the 2015 and 2019 election. I'm going to repeat that. He insisted that Tinubu carried Buhari, backed him like a baby, learning to crawl to win the 2015 and 2019 elections. He said Tinubu is yet to enjoy such support from Buhari, especially now that the election is less than a month away. Full stop. One good turn deserves another, they say. You do for me, I do for you. You scratch my back, I scratch your back. Reciprocity, that is what it is called. Yeah, I will treat you the same way you treat me. I will be there for you if you are there for me. In fact, some people will argue that that is how we ensure balance in life. Sadly, this is the kind of politics practiced around us. That is what some actions are hinged on. The notion of one good turn deserves another. But in the name of all things moral and just, if I perceive that the person that did for me is not deserving of a particular position, should I still go on to honor that notion that one good turn deserves another? Seeing that the fate of over 200 million Nigerians will depend on the outcome of my decision, some way, somehow, my decision, your decision, the choice candidate, the person who will go to the polls and vote for come election day. If I sit here and I say, my brother has helped me so much, and I do know that my brother is rooting for a particular candidate or a particular party, and I feel like in a bid to return the favor, knowing fully well that if my brother's candidate emerges, he stands the chance to get a contract or an appointment or something huge, should I, for that singular reason, in a bid to reciprocate, in a bid to do for him as he has done for me, in a bid to scratch his back as he has scratched my back, should I decide to pitch tent with this said brother? That's how best I can explain all of these big, big things. Some of you will say big, big grammar. All of these plenty, plenty things I've been saying. The question is very simple and straightforward. Should the faith of Nigerians and the overall outcome of the 2023 general elections be centered on reciprocity? Should people go to the polls with a mind of returning a favor? Should people come out openly and support a candidate, back the candidates, carry the candidates, like a child learning to crawl, help a candidate win an election solely because they intend to reciprocate or return a favor? 070-0923-0923. Once again, the smart number to call, 070-0923-0923. A call screener is on standby to take your calls before you get through to us, so do well to comply. And also, send us a message on WhatsApp and Telegram. It is 0809-030-6416. Now, do well to turn down the volume of your radio set as you call and also be audible so we can hear you. We are live on Twitter and Facebook. Twitter handle at Nigeria Info PH. Facebook page, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Go there, watch us live. But most importantly, be a part of the conversation by dropping your comments in the comment session. I have a call. Yet to know who the caller is. I'll just give that a few more seconds while I try to search for some responses on our social media handles. Okay, so I have a setting Bright calling from LMA. Good afternoon to you, Bright. Welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We're having this issue. They are talking about this same matter. I want to move. The Tinubu case is a very, very, very static. I discovered that the Tinubu case is a political plan. I was asking a question. Why is it that all these, the former, what they would have bring up that matter? Why is it that?
Okay, Bright. Let me, you know, guide you so much so that you do not derail. I don't know if you understand what an example is. It's just an example. So the conversation is not centered on Tinubu or any other presidential or gubernatorial candidate or any candidate for that matter. Okay. I hope you understand that now.
I'm getting it.
Okay, so go ahead.
Okay. But one thing I want to say is that 30 days to election, I almost mended my order to say, I will call to me too.
Okay, Bryce, I'm finding it difficult to understand where you're going. I wish you could just hit the nail on the head so we can move on. Welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead. Good afternoon.
Okay, good afternoon, Dennis.
Good afternoon. I hope you do understand the conversation.
You know why this is a subject of topic for us? Let me tell you, there is no other place on the other developed country in the world. If you know, while we are talking, they can fact check me and correct me. Is it subject of topic for us because our politics thrives on illiteracy, ignorance, and poverty.
Okay.
Do you understand? Let's use your case study as an example in case of Buhari and Tinubu. If they say, just like, let's say, let me give you an instance, a country like, let's say, Finland,
okay,
that have about 80%, over 80% literacy level, poverty level is less than 4%. You understand? Everybody can make their decision. What do you think the president's opinion will have on normal citizens about a candidate who, in my opinion anyway, I'm still using Tinubu as a case study. It's just about one of the wrong, in my opinion. It's not actually a worthy candidate to present to Nigerians. But because our politics here has to do with people are ignorant, people are hungry, that's why you're looking for endorsement of the former governor or the former president or all that. If we could make our decisions, if people could make informed decisions on their own, independent decisions on their own, irrespective of what the governor or the candidate or the predecessor does, he has nothing to do with people's votes.
Okay.
But because they will put people in poverty, hoping that, okay, when they want to install their own person, they will influence the vote that was going to go to that person. That's why this is a topic of discussion. But we're already fortunate to find ourselves in it in Nigeria here.
All right. Thank you so much, Ifeanyi. Ovigwe from Eneka Road. Good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Okay, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, basically, I'm really interested in this topic.
Okay.
Personally, if someone helps me, you know, it does not have to do with politics. So say if you help me, maybe I'm struggling in life, you know, trying to build my family and you help me. To go to any length to see to it that I reciprocate.
Mm.
You understand? Personally. Mm. But if it has to do with politics, say... Sorry?
Okay, good. I'm listening. Go ahead. I'm here.
Yeah. If it has to do with politics, and say maybe my brother is coming out, of course, capacity can be developed. Even if maybe he has not, you know, developed such capacity, there's no way me, I will cast my own vote for somebody else when my own relative or my blood brother is coming out for an elected position. Personally, anybody can say it anyhow I want to say. They can come and talk on air, whatever they want. But me, I will not do it.
Okay, so
that's my own personal position.
If I understand you correctly, you would rather choose your brother over any other person contesting. Is that what you're saying?
I will rather choose my brother, because definitely my brother will have capacity.
Okay, what if your brother... Oh, hold on. What if your brother doesn't have capacity to deliver?
Well, basically, I wouldn't cast my vote for... Depends on when we say my brother. If it's my blood brother or just somebody from my side.
Obigwe, it's a direct question. What if your brother, direct or indirect, close or not close, distant cousin or close cousin, second generation cousin, third generation, if your brother does not have the capacity, would you still, on the basis of reciprocity, vote your brother? That's a question.
Well, it's really dicey anyway. But I would rather go with my brother.
You would rather go, and remember, your one vote. That one vote you will cast for your brother will not
I
just
will
affect
cast my
you.
My own one vote for my brother.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. That one vote will not just affect you. It's going to affect the several other millions. Let's assume it is that your one vote that determines whether your brother wins or loses.
Okay, well, if it has to do with, let's say, well, basically, me, my brother will have capacity. That's just my own position.
All right, so you're confident in the fact that your brother will have capacity, and for that reason, you vote your brother. Thank you, Ovigwe.
Yes, he will develop capacity even if he doesn't have it.
All right, thank you. Knowledge from D-Line, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This country, something about this country is that all the past leaders, none of them grew outside. They grew in this country.
Okay.
They knew the problem of this country.
Okay.
And when they get into power, they do the opposite. Now we are glamouring for new. Now we are glamouring for new leaders, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Just mark my word, Nigerians will still complain. You know why? We don't have leaders after they have their heart to help the poor. I have not seen any leader. I have not seen any. I'm still searching, including Jonathan. I did not see any. I did not see any. Because if you talk about poverty reducing at that time, it was still high. Poverty reducing in year at that time, it was still high. Poverty reducing Obasanjo time, wonderful. Very high. Poverty reducing these particular people that told us that. I remember January 14, 2015, these people, Tinubu said he was campaigning for Buhari that they would sell fuel for 45 naira. I heard that one very clearly. And today we are buying fuel for 500 naira. And the same Tinubu is coming as a president. Atiku was the vice president to Obasanjo. This same Peter Obi used to be a governor of the state.
Knowledge, what is your point exactly? Okay.
My point is that we don't have leaders that have love for this country.
Okay.
When you read this book about Singapore, you will know a leader that has love for a country.
Okay.
When you see the way the Saudi Arabia drew water from to desert, you will know the people that have love for a country.
Mm.
If you remember, Dubai 25 years ago, you will know the people that have love for their country.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Knowledge. Odinma from Abarod. Welcome, Odinma. Go ahead.
Dennis, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
I will start from where knowledge stops.
Okay.
According to him, he said, we've not had leaders that have love for this country. Mm. And the reason is not perfect. Just like some of your callers, some of the people are listening to now. They said they will vote their voter. If he doesn't have the capacity, he will have
capacity.
Whether even if he doesn't have capacity before they vote him, they will make him to have capacity in the course of the when they have voted. That means he'll be learning in the work.
Mm.
That is exactly the reason we are where we are. Because we are the people cannot get they will always get the type of leader they deserve. Because if we want people that love this country, we know them. We can vote for them. We have 18 presidential candidates now. But we are barely talking about just 3 or 4. Hello?
Yes, I'm with you.
So why not we be intentional and vote for leaders that are intentional about the problems of this country? We have them. Nigerians who have one of the best people on earth. We have brilliant people. We have intelligent people. Or the people that are ruling us today. And according to China, they are our 11. They're not even our first 11. They were 11th 11.
Okay.
Why? And we are the same for voting for them. Because why? They have capacity. They have a structure. According to them, they say they have structure. We don't care whether they have capacity or not. As long as they are from our side, they are our brother, they are from our own state. So we will always get the type of leaders we deserve. So we shouldn't blame them. We blame ourselves.
All right.
We are the problem.
All right. Thank you, Odinma. I'd like to clarify something. Someone is asking me on WhatsApp if the smart number is the only number to call. The answer is yes, affirmative. 0700923-0923. Do not call the WhatsApp number. Rather, send your messages to the WhatsApp number. If you want to be a part of a conversation, please, please, and please call 0700923-0923. We're still talking reciprocity in Nigerian politics, and I am asking a very straightforward question. Should the fate of Nigerians and the overall outcome of the 2023 general elections be centered on reciprocity? One good turn deserves another, they say, and sadly, that's the kind of politics that is practiced around us. It is hinged on that notion, do for me and I will do for you. That's simply the meaning of reciprocity. But in the name of all things moral and just, when I take a decision to pitch tent with a candidate, with a party, when I take a decision to vote for a particular candidate or a party, should I be doing so based on the fact that this person once upon a time was good for me, was good to me, was there for me? Or should I look out for some other things? And remember, we're having this conversation solely because somebody said that one of the aspirants is not receiving the kind of support that he gave to our now president during his time when he was running for the presidential election in 2015 and 2019. Bear from Rukwaku, good afternoon to you. Oh dear, so sorry I lost that call. Nigerian for a good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunnyside.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is John. Sorry, I was the one that sent that message on WhatsApp. I had the other number. You know, this mentality cycle we have is what is taking us back to the third world country. Mm. Like all your other comments have said, it is quite shameful and unfortunate that in different contexts, we think we for people to go through their ladder. I remember in 2011, as an undergraduate, my elder brother was contesting for House of Assembly. He paid my school fees. And I have one man, I look at him as my mentor. He was also contesting for that same election.
Mm.
I didn't vote my elder brother.
You didn't?
I didn't vote for my elder brother.
Your elder brother should not hear this.
I told him. Because if somebody, he paid my school fee, I lost my dad after like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one that was taking care of my school fee. But I look at the other man that was contesting the election as more credible, and I look at him as somebody who is a mentor to me. So, my conscience wouldn't have allowed me to vote my elder brother.
Interesting. So how did your elder brother take it?
Although I didn't tell him that day of election, no. I didn't tell, because we voted in the same polling unit, and we drove in the same car to that. In fact, I drove him in that same car to that polling unit.
Interesting.
He's the number one person in that polling unit. I am the top person in the voter register. The top person. So when he voted, the chief of my community voted, and I voted. So I knew he was going to check the ballot box where I'm going to vote. So I did that if I want to vote for his party, and dropped down my hand and voted the party of my choice. You understand? So at the end of the day, what happened? He won the election, but I also told him, bro, I didn't vote you. He said, what happened? He called my mother. I told my mother, I didn't vote him. He said, why? He said, because I see and I know that other man is more credible. He would have done better than you. But because you have people, the government in power, they have supported you. I don't know if you get it.
Okay.
We just laughed over the whole thing, but he understood.
Did he continue paying your school fees after that?
Of course, he cannot stop paying my school fees. He cannot. He probably cannot stop paying.
I don't know if you understand.
So, this mentality, like this, our Baba, the people that owe him gratitude in his party, they are giving him the ticket. They say, okay, because you are part of the people that brought this party together, come and carry the flag bearer for presidential election. They owe him that, they are giving to him.
Okay.
But we Nigerians now owe ourselves that sense of duty to say, okay, this man, the party has paid him for all he has done for the party. He will not represent us. It is not on the duty of we. But unfortunately, you see a young, promising man, young guy.
I have other callers on standby now. Thank you so much. And this thing you said, I must say, is very, very rare. Let's hear from Victor in Rumokroshi. Hi, Victor. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Okay, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Please, some of the callers, we should manage our time.
Victor, you're here now, so go ahead.
The thing is this. Sentiment is too much. That's why we are here. And I want to shock you that a lot of us doesn't even care. We don't even want to know. But let me tell you something. As I am here now, even if my brother is the Buhari, that is messing every year up.
Let's not say that, but just make your point known and then go ahead.
Okay, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I will not vote you. I don't know. I will not vote you. If you don't have the kind of capacity, the kind of quality I look at as a leader, I don't know. Sometimes I look at some person. They just go there based on sentiments and Godfather and the rest of them. They don't have the capacity. They are not qualified as a leader. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Victor. Emmanuel from Ozoba. Someone says, hello, Double D. Please, can you help explain the use of capacity in the context of the conversation? Because capacity is very subjective. Oh, well. DJ from Pataka, the principle of reciprocity is global and is not restricted to politics and politicians. I mentioned that already. Even in international politics, countries form alliances because of benefits and hope to get help back when they are needed. Reciprocity is the reason why people belong to unions and make partnerships. Locally, reciprocity must and should be respected because it's an alliance that should have a balance of reciprocity. Thank you. Yes, now that you have mentioned unions, I do know for a fact that some individuals who believe that their career received a major breakthrough or a hit, as it were, due to the impute and contributions in terms of finance of some of these candidates, of some of these aspirants, of some of these politicians have in a way tried to pay back by going all out to support them. Now, whether or not they are certain of the person's capacity, whether or not they believe that this person is the best candidate, whether or not they are sure of a glorious Nigeria or a glorious future or a glorious local government or a glorious state or a glorious community, if this person emerges, is of no importance to them. This person lifted me up. In short, this person picked me up from the gutters. That's how they say it, Abby. Brushed me up. And today, people identify with me because of this person. This person is contesting. And you say I should not support this person? No, now. It's not possible. I will support. I will garner votes for this person. I will deliver my... How do they say it? Somebody help me. I will deliver my community for this person. In short, I will go all out and sponsor jingles, adverts, billboards, announcements. I will use my platform. I will use those that are loyal to me. I will use my medium or media, as it were, to garner support for this person. That's an example of reciprocity. And I am asking again, the faith of Nigerians and the outcome of the 2023 general elections, should it be centered on reciprocity? Wait. Mrs. Zion from GRA, good afternoon to you. Afternoon. You know what? I have to let you go. Call back after this commercial break, please.
Stay with us, Nigeria Info. We'll be back.
It's natural to have different ideologies. We tend to see things from different perspectives. So, share your views on the sunny side as we make room for philosophical, ethical, and thought-provoking discussions. The Sunny Side, 12 noon to 3 p.m., Monday to Friday, on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
So this is what is going to happen. I see all of your messages on WhatsApp. Keep them coming. I see your messages on social media handles. Keep them coming as well. Because we will go on the news break and we will come back. The phone lines are still buzzing. We will come back and I will continue to take your calls. And I should be able to read all of your messages before we go on a break. So... do well to keep your dial locked at 92.3 Nigeria Info. If you're just joining us, it is the Sunny Side. And for the past roughly 30 minutes, we've been talking about reciprocity in Nigerian politics. And I asked the question, should the fate of Nigerians and the overall outcome of the 2023 general elections be centered on reciprocity? So yes, you still have a chance to be a part of the conversation after the news break. Still keep the phone number handy. It is 070 0923 0923, and then the WhatsApp and Telegram number remains 0809 0306416. Don't go nowhere.
On your talk station, the conversation never ends.
Let the person walk, we vote you. You see, the person doesn't have to tell us to wait for the governor to take him again.
You carry your file anywhere. Who won't give you job?
But I mean, some people have succeeded. Unfortunately,
so let's not lie.
No.
It's Nigeria.
Welcome back to the Sunny Side, your number one station for talk, 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. A conversation that started in the 12 o'clock hour will come to an end in roughly, say, 15 minutes from now. I had to extend the conversation as I saw the eagerness to, have your say in the conversation. The phone lines kept buzzing, a plethora of messages left unread. It wouldn't make sense to have you sending those messages and I do not read them eventually. So I'm just going to dive right into Facebook and read some of the comments there. My name is Pi Flamis, it's pronounced Flamis. Nigerians are already suffering, but the suffering they are going through this time is no longer the normal suffering, but a hyper one. He who has PVC and feels like voting should vote. But all I know is this, as a Nigerian, Your vote may not count come 2023 election. Interesting. 070-0923-0923-070-0923-0923. Do I sense some level of voter apathy there? Some people are uninterested, to be completely honest. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead. So sorry, we lost that call. I will do with some of your messages. Good afternoon. The people's decision counts more than Buhari's decision. Buhari has only one vote, and he will vote once. Tinubu should not disturb Buhari and support Isiu. Nule from Woji. Good afternoon, Mrs. Waller. If we're sincere, when we do good to people, we also expect them to show up for us when we need them. It is not a matter of politics. So the fact that Tinubu wants Buhari to stand by him is not a surprise. However, I as a person will not stand for anybody that is not competent, whether my brother or not, because the future of my children and millions of others depend on it. My precious, Mr. Precious from Mile 2. Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info, good afternoon.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good afternoon to you.
Mr. Zion, you're welcome. Sorry I had to let you go at the other time. Go ahead.
That is a business. In those countries we admire and we send our money to go continue developing them, they have what they call ICA, Independent Commission Against Corruption. They don't joke with that word, corruption. In those environments, they beg you to come run as a governor for them. They beg you to come be the local government chairman, which is the mayors, councillors. They beg you virtually. Because that thing, corruption, they don't joke with it. But here that we embrace corruption, that is why you hear such language. I supported you. In fact, you have made one very funny comment. I was the one that brought you in. Look at it. It is because of poverty and illiteracy. And I stand to challenge anybody. We are not educated enough for democracy in this country. We are not. And the elite, political elite, understood that if Nigerians are educated enough for democracy, they will not vote for us. So what do? They use poverty and illiteracy, increase school fees, don't pay their lecturers. It should make the government school anyhow. Just make only the private schools. Anybody who can afford it, they just get the job and they will be self-satisfied. Average Nigerian that is well satisfied don't have time for politics. Only few of us, irrespective of whatever. And it is bad. You say, come and support me. In short, there was a guy I had a conversation with. He said one of these candidates in River State is going to spend about 10 to 20 million to support him in his campaign because he knows that he will get contracts to appoint me. I'm telling you, if you go some certain strategy point in River State now, you will see his banner and what it was supported by Naim Bidat, powered by Naim Bidat. As I'm talking to you now, he's creating a jingle that will run on radio stations for that particular political flag bearer. The truth is this our mentality is skewed when it comes to developing our country. In our country, we don't talk about your interest. We are talking about the nation's interest. So this thing I'm doing, how does it benefit my country? Before I will now flip the other side, this thing I'm doing, how does it benefit me? How does it benefit Gidi? So the major or sole point is when it comes to our national interest, we don't compromise that. Whether you are my brother or you are my sister or you are educated, we don't care. Do you have the capacity, the capability? Are you educated enough to grow our nation? If we can have an organization like ICA, not EFCC, because I've seen EFCC in this country and snakes swallowed money. EFCC did not do anything. If we have ICAC, that if snakes swallow money, they must go find that snake find that cobra whatever. I don't think we're having these conversations.
Sure, thank you so much, Mr. Zion. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. All right, back to your WhatsApp messages. This one reads, hello, Didi, I agree with the caller knowledge. I'm blessing from Abba. I can't remember what the caller knowledge said, to be honest. Good afternoon, presenter. Reciprocity is actually not right morally when it comes to the choice of who we elect to support. The do for me, I do for you mantra is based on the agreement between the parties involved. If the agreement is support me today, I will support you tomorrow, then it's very clear. But then it's the masses that will suffer thereafter in a case of incompetence. Uche Biariko sent that in. A few days ago on a morning show, someone was complaining that a person in power who's from his village is doing him ton-ton. If people like, they should vote to campaign for their hard-hearted relatives because they are talking about reciprocity. They will keep crying and calling radio stations. I will not vote to campaign for my blood relative if I know their character and capacity nor rich. I'm not just saying it. Before my bright price was paid, my village people warned my husband that he should know what he is doing because I won't support even him if I know that he is doing something bad. They told him that is actually how my brain and heart works. So my fine face shouldn't deceive him because I can allow even my mother to be arrested if I know she commits a crime. Oh my God. Oh my. Now that was an interesting read. Nigerian Info, good afternoon to you. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hello, Sister Denise.
Good afternoon.
How are you, my darling?
I'm good. How are you?
It's been long that I did not hear from you. I just called to say hi to you.
Are we being serious here? All right, thank you for saying hi. Hi to you too. Goodbye. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you. Please, this is not a conversation to call and say hi. We're talking serious matter here. This reminds me of in the land of myths. At the time of magic, the destiny of a great kingdom rests on the shoulders of a young boy. His name, I don't know. So we're talking serious talk here. Nobody should come and greet me. You can greet me on social media. Don't call to greet me, please. Serious matter. The fate of over 200 million Nigerians, you know, rests on some of these conversations we're having now. And it's a deciding moment for us. It's a pretty serious one. Forget the fact that I'm laughing or I'm not... I'm serious. And we should be serious. We should take this conversation seriously, really. But thank you for greeting me all the same. Someone says, my name is Nestle from Port Hackett. Our choice of presidential candidates or others should never be based on what we have done for what they have done for us in the past. Rather, it's a concern be the benefits of the larger population. Our choice of candidates should be centered on reciprocity rather than concerns should be general good. That's how I grow. Okay, now I don't understand this. Sorry. Nigerian Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead. Hello?
Hello?
Anybody home?
Yes. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Go ahead.
I'm George Mondi. From what I see, the problem we are facing in Nigeria is that if we don't have that national interest.
National interest.
What we have is family interest.
Mm.
And the same thing that is happening to our political system is the same thing that is happening to our community.
Mm.
And, you know, though we are educated in Nigeria, we are very well educated, but we have not been educated to the extent that, you know, we can carry things that are brought along. You know, we have this shallow understanding, this shallow knowledge. That is the problem that we are facing.
Sorry, hello.
We don't have interest.
Hello, can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Knock, knock, anybody home? Hello? Okay, when you say we still have this shallow, I'm in doubt. Forgive me, because time and again, we've often come out to have conversations like this as a means to enlighten, educate, inform, right? That is why we're Nigerian for. We talk for development. So day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out, we would always have these conversations, whether it's around the election period or away from the elections. We would have some engagements on social media platforms. And even if it's not just Nigerian folk, everybody on the streets, including the marketplace as we speak, some way, somehow knows what is expected of them as citizens of Nigeria. And what is expected of them when it comes to electioneering season or election periods like this. So when you say we are still, is it that with the knowledge we are not doing anything, or we are not receptive of the knowledge, or we are, whatever we talk about, it doesn't sink. People don't understand. Maybe we should start, you know, looking for other means to pass the message across. If that will help, though. Nigerian, can I hear what you said, please? I'm sorry, I have to let you go. Thank you very much. Didi, Nigeria is not for highest bidder or for cronies to pass from one hand to another. Nigeria election cannot be based on reciprocity, but on competence, capacity, and capability. If the political godfather was competent, he should have helped his mentee to succeed so that he can take over without much efforts. The godfather, if he wanted to take over from his mentee, he should have developed himself over time, not a person who is full of vices and not be a cheat. Crowd renting and vote buying is cheating and dishonesty, and we cannot accept a cheat as president. Also, we need a president whose riches can only be traced to government coffers. Whose riches cannot only be traced to government coffers. A president who has worked and made a success of his life outside government. Very surprising that despite the biting economic challenges, Nigerians are still arguing about the old parties that have put Nigeria in the mess of backwardness, hardship, and international shame. Africans should think right. How support share the money parties have that have affected their lives negatively. Ex-President Obidiye has told us about a candidate who wants to steer the nation back to greatness for our children's future. Honestly, goodness, send that in. Goodness has said quite a lot. Nigerian folk, good afternoon. Remember, some of the things mentioned could only be accusations. Nigerian folk, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the sunny side.
Yeah, good afternoon. It's a long time, please. And my sister, sorry that I'm telling you to have to specially to see personally.
Your
and
sister
I'm
wants to see me personally.
And yes, I like her voice. I want to see personally. Are you married?
What's going on today? What's happening? To answer your question, I'm married. Didi, stop laughing. Good afternoon, Didi. I'm not going to come here and lie because I want to look good to the listeners and the presenter. I would never vote against my brother in any election. I know it's not fair, but life itself is not fair. If not, the cow that has teeth won't be eating grass while the chicken will be eating stones without teeth. Dave, send that in. Nigerian folk, good afternoon. I wonder what's going on. Good morning. It's afternoon. The Nigerian politics cannot be devoid of interest. Most of the electorate in Nigeria, for poverty's sake, vote on party, ethnic, and religious lines, not on capacity nor national interest. Unfortunately, the poor remains the victims, Elder Joel Adolphus from Degema. So two final calls and we're done. Nigerian for a good afternoon. Sorry about that. Nigerian for a good afternoon to you. Okay. There is a message for Cal. Nigerian, for good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So, I'm the first timer.
First time caller, welcome.
Yeah, so I was the person that talked about the shallow understanding. I just want to clarify things there.
Okay.
What I meant by, you know, we having shallow understanding is not that we are not informed in Nigeria.
Okay.
We are very well informed, but it's a matter of how we see ourselves. like the politicians, our leaders, they have seen us like people that, you know, though we are being informed, but they see us that we don't understand what it means to be informed. You know, people just, you see, tomorrow a politician will come out and will make a promise and people will dance around him. He will just like that, voting him. Another person will come because the person has money. They will dance around the person and vote the person in. You know, and they will not, you know, consider the future. They will not consider the future of the children. You know, I'm a young man. I've been exposed to several kind of, you know, people. I'm a pastor. I've been exposed to several kind of minister forum. I see the way people, you know, do arrange in the ministry. I've seen the way people pass of behave. You know, the same way they behave, the same way they behave in politics. You see, when they want to do transfer or they want to do anything arrangement, they will discuss on how they will, you know, take care of the big men on the street. They will not consider those people that are learned, people that have knowledge. They will just do everything to benefit themselves, not the future of the church, not even the future of the community or the future of the nation. So why I said shallow understanding that Nigerians, we have not yet think about our extended society. We are still thinking about ourselves.
All right.
If you see even some persons that are complaining about the politicians today, in their private home, they can't dash out something to someone that is in need. They can't give out something to someone that don't have a mother or a father because they are like, I'm helping someone's child.
Okay.
I'm helping someone, you know, someone's relative.
Thank you so much. Final caller. Sorry. Nigeria Info, good afternoon.
This is Mr. Shidevi on the line.
All right, you have roughly 1 minute. Go ahead quickly.
Okay. I just want to contribute on this aspect now. The truth is that we Nigerians, let me just use the word, Nigerians are still in old era. And I will call it lack of understanding. Hello?
I'm with you. Go ahead. I'm waiting for you to get... go ahead.
Okay. Now, I will say that we Nigerians, we are still in old era. Why? There is another era, which is a new one, which we are suffering from up to date. Now, if you are still in the old era, you will discover that you will always be doing what will benefit you today and be suffering from what you'll be suffering for tomorrow. So you see that some people, let's assume now they are okay, we are talking about voting and somebody is eating his future today because of 20,000 naira, 50,000 naira. So you can see the ignorance that is affecting the whole nation.
Okay.
And those people who are already ahead of us, let's assume our politicians, who have seen and already at the new era, are still manipulating those ones who are still at the old era.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much. I have to let you go now. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Didi, our support for political leaders should never be based on reciprocity, rather the capacity of the candidates to provide the much-needed economic development in the country. Nestle from Port Harcourt. Thank you, Nestle, and thank you, everyone, for being a part of this conversation. Vote on Election Day. But most importantly, vote your conscience. Vote for who is competent. Vote for, like someone has said, capacity. Vote for who is capable. It may sound like, Denise, why not being fair? This person helped me. This person has been there for me. This person carried me. This person legit showed me the way. However, do remember your decision is not for you alone. Millions, thousands, hundreds will suffer if the right decision is not made. And away from the, oh, my vote will not count, excuse me, your one vote can determine the outcome of the general elections. Your one vote may be the deciding factor as to whether one candidate wins and the other loses. My name is Denise Dennis Wadu, and this is The Sunny Side on your number one station for Talk 90.39 Nigerian for FM.